B-Pod Studios.
I'm a nice man. Yeah, I'm a nice man.
We are the Toucher and Rich Show. Join the dozens of people that watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv or the Twitch app and complain about the show the entire time that you're watching. We have used the Ass Man. I had not even known the Ass Man existed. I don't even remember how I found out the Ass Man existed. It was during the show.
I had somehow come across it because I forget what the discussion was, but somebody was saying there was a guy named Mr. Ass, and like I was looking for videos of this guy because I don't know if it was either something that Jay Stu or somebody had mentioned, and I happened to click on the theme song, and me being a wrestling novice, well, my mind was blown. I'm like, I can't believe this was a song about a guy who just like was all about it. Like, first of all, the fact that you've probably worked your entire life to get into wrestling and then they name you Mr. Ass and that's your character.
He loves to love him. He loves to kick him. He loves to shove him.
He loves to
stick him.
Okay, all right.
He loves all those things about asses.
He does. He loves them.
They're the Swiss Army knife of body parts. They really are. I mean, there's so many things that you can love to do.
Yeah. Sure.
With the proper ass.
And was his whole thing that, like, his was great, but I remember on the video, it looked almost as if he saw, like, a nice one walk by, and he just, like, lost all of his powers, and then a guy came in and body slammed him. So
well, it's
kryptonite.
Like it's like you pull down your shades for 1 minute. And then, you know, just to take a closer look. And then the next thing you know, your vet's is sidecar. You know, your vet's got T-boned.
Sure.
Yeah, so like, and yeah, he would thrust his pelvic. I mean, he was real sexy and everything else. He's a sex machine. Billy Gunn. You should have seen it. He took Greg the Hitman hard and shoved his butt in his face. All right, so anyway. So, and then for years... I guess you would probably be surprised as how long it's been. Ass Man has played at the end of our show. Now, Cracked.com is the NPR of websites, and Cracked.com has the 10 most embarrassing wrestling themes ever written. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked on this yesterday, as I tend to do, as you know, we're in a break, and I'm surfing the net. And I see Hulk Hogan, Real American, is 10. I go, yeah, it's pretty corny. And then I see Mr. Ass, I'm an Ass Man, is number 9. And my mind is blown. I go, how is this possible that I'm an Ass Man is only the 9th corniest wrestling theme song of all time? So we play, we go ahead and we play number 1. And then it becomes obvious, Rich, why Ass Man was so low on the list. Because if we have it, this was what was number 1.
I'm already laughing.
American males. American males. When you say that I'm coming, better run for cover. Girls, you don't need a week.
He actually pulls down. Okay, so in the video for this, it's the American males. And
it's a G.I. Joe commercial. This sounds like a G.I. Joe commercial.
I think it's the same guy. Sounds like the exact same guy.
Cobra Commander.
Yes.
I mean, it's a G.I. Joe commercial.
So it's two dudes walking around what Rich is downtown Atlanta, I'm noticing in the video, with shades on and not much else. Just hot bod, jeans, shades, and one of them, the one with the mullet, actually does pull his shades down just to let you know he likes what he's seeing. And then I hear this, and I do think, who is this geared towards? Because if I told you it was a commercial for 1-976-GAY hotline, you would go, yes, it is. But apparently, they're at the observatory with their shirts off. They're all over the place. Like, the photo shoot for this was, wow, he pulls down his shades a lot. And he's not afraid to wear a bracelet. But the littler one is a fan of God because he does have the crucifix necklace nestled between those two glorious pecs. And they are oiled to the nines. But so we know, obviously, Real American.
I'm just not looking at the description they put on either. The words American males blare out at the beginning of the song, sung by a nasal wiener voice that seems to undergo puberty mid-intro.
This guy doesn't know anything about the new wave. It's Johnny Rotten from Public Image Limited. It's here in my car. I'm an American male, and I take off my shirt and I oil up my nips. All right, so let's take a tour, shall we, through the other songs that make up this list. Now I've heard none of these.
I've heard none of them.
I've heard, and I don't know who any of these people are. All right, I have a feeling this one is not going to go over all too well. It is for a wrestler named Kung Fu Naki.
Okay. Uh-oh. I've never heard, so I don't even know what era. It says 2008.
Yes, all apparently right. This is a Japanese wrestler, if you couldn't guess, named Kung Fu. Or it's a Chinese wrestler, Kung Fu Naki.
Let's take a listen. Okay, all right. I'm feeling kind of weird playing that. I'm going to stop it right there.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That's 2008.
He was a master of the martial arts.
Apparently so.
I'm looking at Kung Fu Naki wrestle, and he is not a large man. But the words Kung Fu Naki in digitized are flying around, and Kung Fu Naki grabs them with what? Guess what Kung Fu Naki uses to grab the words Kung Fu Naki that are digitized and flying around him? Would anyone care to hazard a guess what Kung Fu Naki is using catch the script?
My guess, based on the theme, is chopsticks.
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh, he pulls a Mr. Miyagi. Yeah. No, he's the flies.
He's like kind of annoyed by like the fly. Right, it's the fly.
Yeah.
He's kind of annoyed by the script. The amount of time that Vince McMahon, and it just repeats on a loop. And I want to know who the voice was, because I'm sure it was a black guy, too, that was doing the Kung Fu Naki stuff. It wasn't just Vince going, like, telling his son to get in the studio. It was badass Billy Gunn.
Well, that also, once again, they found a way before maybe, like, 2010 to take popular songs and change, like, one note so they could use it. Like, there were songs back in the day.
Is that Disco Duck?
No, that's Kung Fu. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. Yeah, everybody was Kung Fu fighting.
Yeah.
So instead of Kung Fu fight, it's Kung Fu Naki. Yeah, it means Kung Fu fighting.
But it doesn't go. I got a little lost there. It's still American male. All right, so at number seven, gentlemen, at number seven, ladies and gentlemen, at number seven is a man by the name of Red Rooster.
Okay.
Now, oh boy.
Not only was it a chain of Kowloon inspired breakfast joints, it also was a wrestler named the Red Rooster.
No, that is the burger place you're talking about. Red Robin, I think.
The Red Robin, right.
That's right.
Yeah. One night Major Guns and I went there after a movie. Okay. All right, so here is Red Rooster, his entrance theme, The Rooster. It's Eminem.
It's like Kiss Incorporated. I just imagine like the breakdancing, like a stage of bunch of like middle schoolers.
Like Vince,
that's
like
the theme. That's Vince, the theme.
Yes, yes. You know, Vince got caught like banging a porn chick, so they're like, "I'm only not going to tell anyone unless you let my brother make the music. Play it again." Like, tell me that this isn't the beginning of a 1989 porno. Featuring Santa Fe. It's the Boobalicious Bros.
Showing up at like a tennis court or something.
Yes. Well, it's very street. All right. Now,
That almost sounds like they said, get me the Revenge of the Nerds theme. They're the talent show and changing it up so we don't get sued.
I just think that they were watching a porno and just went, I really like the music. All right, find this guy. Give me this guy. Well, now here is something that we're not familiar with, but maybe we should be because we've met the man.
Many times.
At least one occasion. It's the Big Show, Crank It Up.
Okay, so I would think I would know his theme, seeing how popular it is, but I guess I don't. Let's see.
Well, it's a big show.
Oh, it's Joe's theme. It's what Joe uses on his Sunday show.
It's a big band show tonight.
And I thought this was actually Joe Murray singing this. Because you know how Joe likes to show off sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is this singing this? Is this somebody famous?
Yes, any better.
It sounds like the 7 Mary 3 guy.
It probably is the 7 Mary 3 guy. All right. Well, I've heard this many times. It's reminding me of driving to a baseball game. All right, here
that,
we go.
That is nowhere near as embarrassing as Red Rooster. I mean,
No. All right. And next is a guy by the name of Rob Conway.
That's not a wrestler name.
Well, you knew he was going to last forever. But his talent did the talking. He didn't need some stupid name. He just needed this song and a couple washboard abs.
All right.
Here is Rob Conway's song, Look at Me. Just Look at Me.
Just look at me.
Was that you, Fred?
No.
Yeah. Oh, just look at me. Ain't I a sight to see? The whole damn world wants to look like me.
It does sound like Randy Newman stepped on a shovel.
This is a show that debuted after Mr. Belvedere got canceled after a week.
Exactly. T-Bone Huggins or whatever was unavailable.
Right. Like, I can see everyone looking at the camera and their name popping up. And then
and just shrugging their shoulders like, that's life.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, everyone loves the Big Boss Man.
Oh, yeah.
He was an authority figure. He was the boss, all right.
He was the local hero that everyone would see at the grocery store where I grew up. The Big Boss Man was from near Kennesaw.
Well, he does look like he is from that area. There's no question about it. This is the Big Boss Man, his theme, Hard Times.
If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia, you
yep.
Read the sign.
Very good. It's not good. But
it's like, Hardcastle McCormick.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Ted DiBiase Jr. is a man of means, a man of $1 million. And here is his song, I Come From Money.
And this is number three. Let's take a listen.
Number three, yes.
I come from money.
If you told me this was being played on the country station right now, I believe you.
It's right. It does sound like that stuff.
All right.
Yeah, that's not. That's. I mean, come on.
Suffice it to say, it's bad. It's not the Red Rooster.
No, it is not.
He's peacocking around, you know, being the belle of the ball. All right. This guy's name is number two, and then we know number one, which we have to play for Rich before he has to start attaching IV fluids. It could be his pump-up song. But
sure.
This is a man by name of Steven Regal, a real man's man.
All right. Let's see.
All aboard.
He's a man, such a man, such a man. He's a real man's man.
So this guy's gimmick was he like worked in the yard.
Oh, I love this. Like, this is actually, this is a great one. If a wrestler came out today with this, and he was like a Paul Bunyan type guy, oh, that would rule.
But for some reason, he's squeezing his own orange juice. There seems to be a bit of irony in this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I put this up with the ass man. This seems
This is done with a tongue and a cheek kind of.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
That's why this one's kind of funny. Like that's something that if it came out today, I'd be like, "Well done, you did like man's man. You're the brawny guy. I get it. Well, that's great."
Listen, you know this is a show for dudes, so we'll leave you with this. If today your lady's like, "I got to get knocked up. I'm fertile," and you're just not in the mood, just pop up the video for this and let your glands gleam. Like the sun coming off a downtown Atlanta building. And if you were if you wanted a cloth necklace, this is the place for you to go. They're playing football. They're playing catch with a football. And the guy puts his arms like smiling, like, "Ah, what do you want out of me?" We're horsing around in the park. It's Scott Riggs. Is one of them. And there's a picture of him with jean shorts on, but they are unbuttoned and flapped open, leaving just the glorious amount of skin between the top of his hog and the top of his shorts.
So it said, I think Wallach has a new ringtone. And that would, of course, be
yeah, I mean, Wallach did get confused and think it was mating season. But there you go. So, American Males, if you love the song, as everyone does, it is now the ending of our show, is American Males, featuring a pre-Buff Bagwell, went by name Scott Bagwell, or Marcus Bagwell. So there you go. There's no Red Rooster. Yeah. Here's a story about how the Red Rooster and I dominate the ring. Here we go. I'm no Nikolai Volkov. All right. It's from the streets, guys.
Ryan Johnson just tweeted, the worst part of the Red Rooster gimmick wasn't the music. It was the spiked red hair, the chicken walk, and the cock-a-doodle-doo promos.
Oh, he was like half a chicken? Oh,
yeah, he was half man, half chicken.
Oh, man.
So what? Hey, this is a story about how I'm half man, half chicken. My dad had sex with a chicken. And then out I came, the Red Rooster.
So it's like the beginning of a TV show where they give you a story. It's like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And here's a story about how my dad was farmer in the chicken coop is how he spent most of his days. Then I came out half man, half rooster. Word him up. And cock-a-doodle-doo. All right, very good. We've hit the end of the internet, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe Joe's show is one of the Joe show.
Big show.
All right. When we come back, we have a guest.
Brian DiArdo of CBSSports.com.
All right. He will help us with the goings-on as free agency continues. We'll have him in just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What do we know? Has he indeed turned down teams? There's people have mentioned Philadelphia. There was one report that he had turned down the Jets, the Browns. What do we know about?
He's meeting with the Browns right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, so that's a fake story, too. All right, so what do we know about what's going on?
There were conflicting reports yesterday that one report was saying that he's only going to meet with the Saints and the Panthers. Then there were reports saying that he was still planning on meeting with other teams. It looks like the latter is accurate. He is going to meet with other teams. I also just saw, I don't know if that was your eyeball emoji comment, but I just saw that as well, that he's going to meet with the Cleveland Browns, which would actually make a lot of sense for him. I think that would be probably the best landing spot for him among the other teams that are being reported. I've heard some other things as well, that he's turned down some teams. I know the one team that the Houston Texans turned down was the Colts. They wanted to meet with him. That was shot down. Obviously, they're not going to trade him to a divisional foe. I think the front runners clearly are the Panthers and Saints. I think the Browns make easily the most sense for Deshaun Watson.
Okay, because I want to get your opinion on this, because what some writers were saying just didn't make any sense to me, but maybe I'm the one who doesn't make any sense. If I'm the Texans, why would I field offers and then turn to Deshaun Watson to get his acceptance? Wouldn't I rather find out where Deshaun was willing to go than have those teams all bargain against each other in order to get the best deal? Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense to me that if I'm Houston, I'm fielding the deals first, then taking them to Deshaun.
No, I think that's a good point. I think what they're doing is, I think that they're in concert to a degree. I don't know if there's great communication between Watson and the Texans, but I do think that he did kind of let them know, hey, here's teams I'm interested in. He's speaking to them. And then I think while he's doing that, they're looking at the offers. But I think, and honestly, I think that they've laid out the terms to all the teams. I think all
right.
The teams know.
No, sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, and I think at this point, it's up to him to feel that where he wants to go. So right. I think that's what's going on.
Now, this is interesting because it's so funny how quickly this all happens. Like, everyone was waiting. But, I mean, there's still a chance. Isn't today something kind of critical when it comes to where Deshaun Watson is with this court case? I know it wasn't just Friday. Isn't there also something today that could completely derail all of this?
I think there is, but I think overall, I think that was the biggest hurdle was on Friday. So I know that his legalities aren't necessarily done, but he cleared the big one, I think, on Friday, and I think now at this point teams are willing to absorb whatever happens. I mean, obviously there seems like the Steelers who were like, no, like there's other things coming down the pike, like we're staying away. I mean, there's teams that have done that, but you know, I think at this point now teams are going to take on whatever hits are coming, because to be honest, I mean the quarterback market is really drying up. And it's very clear that people do not like this quarterback class. That's the one thing that's become clear, especially with what the Steelers do at Trubisky. I mean, they're going to be in position to probably get a quarterback, but they obviously think Trubisky is better than anybody else they could get.
All right. So, real quick, Rich, okay. Watson's supposed to testify in his civil cases today. Now the criminal charges are gone. That's the thing that's happening today.
Okay, but he is speaking. That's right. Yes. He is actually going to go on the record, which yes. I know that he's been saying that he wanted to do for a while. But all right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. So, Brian, we had a little bit of a spirited debate yesterday about everything that came out with Tom Brady. Are you hearing, like, do you believe he is going to be staying with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Or do you think that this could possibly be just part of the next step of him possibly being traded somewhere else?
If he was going to go anywhere else, it would be the 49ers. I think Pete Carroll said they're not trading Russell Wilson, so who can we believe anymore? But, I mean, Arian said it was going to take five number one picks. I think, I mean, if there was a really sweet offer, I don't know if Arians necessarily shoot it down, but I've been covering Arians for a long time. What he says is what he means. I mean, he is one of those guys that usually doesn't say one thing to the media and does the other thing. So I do think that Brady's coming back. And I mean, it's for good reason. I mean, they did re-sign two of their biggest guys yesterday. And, you know, the cap space isn't great. But, you know, and look at that division. I mean, the division's not very good. I mean, Atlanta, you could argue, is the second-best team in that division behind them. I mean, the Saints were 9-8 last year, but there's a lot of questions there. So I think for him that makes the most sense. And you know, they got to figure out more of the running back situation. Fournette's going to be a free agent. We saw last year when they lost Antonio Brown what happened, and that happened in New England as well. It was interesting how last year was very similar to his last year in New England, where they started off so well, and then the injuries hit them, and then they faltered away. But no, I think he's going to stay in Tampa Bay, but I think it's like 80-20 that he stays, and there certainly is a 20% chance if somebody makes them an offer they can't refuse.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're the 49ers, what do you give up for Brady, for a year of Brady?
I mean, I think for sure a one and then a second round pick maybe the next year. I wouldn't give up both in the same year, but I mean,
so if I'm Tampa Bay,
is too much.
So if I'm Tampa Bay, I mean, is it worth me trading him away to take a one and a two from San Francisco, like a late one and a late two? I think just stay where you are. I don't see anything major happening. But
and Garoppolo, I take it you throw him in there too, I would think.
Well, they don't have Garoppolo. He's a free agent.
Oh, that's right. He's free. That's right.
I would, yeah. It would require not just that for me, but I'd also want some players. I mean, to me, I'd be like, well, you got to bring over and or Fred Warner and Deebo Samuel. I mean, you would have to get, you're not going to get both, but you need one of those guys in New England. I mean, can you imagine Deebo Samuel with Bill Belichick's offense? And that's fantastic. So, you know, or a cornerback or something. It would be, they would need some players in that, but no, I mean, I think Tampa Bay would be, you know, I would take 1 or 2 years of Brady over anything else you're going to get, especially the way he played last season.
Yeah, it seems that's the way it's going to be. All right. Surprise moves today? Any surprise players? We saw the Kirk contract yesterday, a guy that, you know, you don't go, oh, Kirk. Yeah, him, the third best receiver in football. That didn't seem that way. Are you hearing any rumblings about what's going on today?
I think you might see some more quarterbacks get signed. I think teams are starting to see, you know, I think the Colts, I would look for the Colts to do something. I mean, I think they were trying to get into the Watson game. They didn't. They were trying to get other quarterbacks. I could see a Garoppolo situation maybe with the Colts happening. I mean, they're desperate at this point. I mean, I think they were trying to get Watson. I mean, I think honestly Garoppolo has been their top pick the whole time. They tried for Watson, probably knowing that they weren't, you know, a team in their division wasn't going to give him up. So I think the Steelers are going to start getting more aggressive. I think yesterday they made some kind of under the radar moves, which I liked. And I think you're going to see some linemen, which isn't really sexy for your show, I'm sure, but I think you'll see some linemen get grabbed because they weren't really taken much yesterday. So I think that you'll start to see that happen. But no, I think you're going to start seeing teams kick the tires on Garoppolo because, like I said, I mean, and I don't understand it. I know this quarterback class isn't the sexiest, but I mean, I think Kenny Pickett's a pretty good player. I think Matt Corral's a pretty good player.
Small hands. Kenny Pickett, very small hands.
Yeah, I mean,
hands.
Yeah. I mean right. Joe Burrow had small hands. He sucks, right? So, you know, I mean, if you have small hands, you can't play quarterback. So mine are like 6.5 inches, so I would have no chance. So, you know, I'm glad I can type on a keyboard. So, you know, I think you're going to start seeing some things with Garoppolo because teams are getting desperate. And, I mean, Marcus Mariota is the best available quarterback, which doesn't really say much about the market right now.
All right, Brian Diardo, NFL writer for CBSSports.com. Thank you so much for the time, sir. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go.
See you, man. So this Deshaun Watson thing is interesting because, I mean, yesterday was, there's only two teams. He only cares about two. Only two. And then all of a sudden he's with the Cleveland Browns. I've just got a weird feeling that there's some team just waiting in the woods that we don't know about. It always seems to happen with situations with big names like this. I don't know. I got to be honest. I think that I don't know if he would be somebody who would, Who wants to play for the Panthers? You know what I mean?
It's like,
nothing is sexy about that team right now, and I don't even think they're like ready to win if they get him.
But that's the thing. Watson met with Carolina yesterday. Say the two of them, say both sides kind of sniff each other out and they like the way each other thinks. Carolina has been desperate now for 2 years. I just get the feeling, based on what I've read the last couple of days, Panthers aren't going to be outbid. They're willing to overspend to bring him in.
If you're Deshaun Watson, and let's say that there is, you know, a little bit of a worse deal with the Browns, wouldn't you rather play for the Browns? I mean, because once again, he's still the one who gets to give a thumbs up and thumbs down as to where he goes.
No, because I'm 25. I'm not. I believe that I'm the difference maker. So I don't need to win this season. And plus, he probably looks at the weapons that are in Carolina and thinks that he could win with them. I mean, they have an awful lot of offensive talent there. They've just had really bad quarterback play. So he probably looks at that offense pretty favorably. Plus, he loves NASCAR, I heard. He's a huge NASCAR guy.
Yeah.
You got to get into Charlotte. If you want to break into that world, you don't get it from sitting on your couch. I can tell you that much, gentlemen. You got to maneuver your way in. That's what I keep telling people. You think the Wheaties jacket just comes in the box? No, you got to earn it by driving the Wheaties car. Is there a Wheaties car, by the way, or is Pasta Joe just wearing a jacket that is literally advertising Wheaties?
I don't know. By the way, Grappo does have like another year, so he's still there throughout the season. And I'm wondering if that could be, I don't know, part of the. Because they don't have any pick. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, John, you could check this. I think that the 49ers don't have, I think, 2 years worth of first rounders. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, they had to give it up to get to trade up to get Lance.
So are we still on the Brady thing going to the 49ers?
No. But Garoppolo being some sort of trade in order to get, you know, maybe, I don't know who, like, but another quarterback in there, he could be part of it. Because Garoppolo is obviously a serviceable quarterback.
Wait, and it's. What's Garoppolo's contract situation?
He's got 1 year left.
But there's no penalty if they cut him?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that if they cut him, they're pretty much in the clear. But he does have a year left.
All right. And he's due by releasing him, they would save $25.5 million. So I guess teams are just going to wait around for them to release him, I suppose.
Yeah. The cap hits $1.4 million if they cut him.
And so he's
$24.2 million salary.
So without being a free agent, he's a free agent. He's $25.5 million of dead cap space. It's one of these guys that teams just go anyone, and then they go, okay, then they cut him. And so he's essentially a free agent.
And the 49ers have traded away this year's first rounder and next year's first rounder for Lance. The next first rounder they have is in 2024.
Yeah, I don't see any way that Brady goes there. I don't see it. They invested all that in Trey Lance. We'll see. All right, we'll be back in just a moment here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And
that's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, guys, you ready?
I love it on our show. What do you got there, Johnny Wallgame?
We got Patriots news. The Patriots have this morning made a trade, according to the NFL Network. And I know you guys would be really disappointed because Chase Winovich has this morning been traded.
But he has, wait a second, he has long hair.
I know.
But what about his long hair?
I know.
Guys, the hair is not as long.
He cut it off. He cut it off, though. Chase Winovich is gone.
Well, that's why he's invisible to me now.
Was this trade for
the longest time? Well, what position does Chase Winovich play?
He's an outside linebacker.
Okay, now who do they trade for, John?
Player named Bag of Hammers.
Actually, a player who's also a linebacker.
Ah!
They traded him to
DeBrusque
Cleveland.
DeBrusque Castile.
They traded him to Cleveland.
Your fractured talent for my fractured
That's
talent.
Right. Cleveland linebacker Mac Wilson
of course,
is the return. Mac Wilson, who in 3 years has one career sack.
Ah! A guy who gets after the quarterback. That's what you pay for. Those guys generally hit the market.
Fred.
So you're distressed. I don't know who the hell this guy is. But it sounds like, and no one in Cleveland knows who Chase Winovich is.
Mac Wilson, a fifth-round draft pick in 2019. He's 24 years old.
He is a Alabama guy, so maybe he's got some inside info from his buddy Nick Saban. Who knows?
Absolutely. Well, it's exciting. Your distressed asset for my distressed asset. So the Patriots being players is shaking things up, and really Chase Winovich, from all that we could see and from the insight that we got from the guys that were reviewing the film, was a step out of place. He never really seemed to fuse with this team. He seemed to get on Belichick's nerves from the very beginning, probably because he had that silky, sexy American male-esque hair. But nonetheless, who knows? Maybe it's a step in the right direction. Distressed asset for my distressed accent.
I have to ask John Wallach something, though, about a little news story that broke over the past couple. I mean, not news, but speculation story, which are our favorite kind of stories. Mm-hmm. But John Heyman, who hasn't been wrong about anything.
By the way, look at John Heyman's tweets. I meant to mention this, and I know what you're getting to, but John Heyman will write star free agent, right? Like look at how he writes the things. Like, it's obvious that the agent is like, all right, I'm going to give you this information, but make sure you put star in front of it.
Well,
like,
did you see Adam Schefter yesterday had to put up a follow-up tweet that said a deal was brokered between the team and like All-Star Entertainment or something like that? It was almost as if, hey, I'll give you this news, but you got to plug my agency.
It's funny because two guys did it. Schefter and another dude had the same one, which is pretty lazy when you're letting people write the tweets for you. But Heyman stuck out to me yesterday. He was like, star first base. He was like, what are you talking about? but go ahead.
So he just tweeted 27 minutes ago. He said, the Red Sox have joined the Freddie Freeman sweepstakes as things get more interesting. Teams known to be in now, the Dodgers plus four from the AL East, the Yankees, Rays, and Jays too. First of all, John, is Freddie Freeman something that gets you excited?
It would be if I believe that the Red Sox are actually in on Freddie Freeman, which I do not. I don't think they have any interest. I think the
good
fact
luck
that,
out bidding the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And I don't think, even though the lowest luxury tax number has been raised, I don't think the Sox are going to spend anywhere near there. Chaim Bloom just said yesterday he probably wasn't going to bring Kyle Schwarber back. So, I mean, they want a right-handed bat in this lineup, not a left-handed bat. And although Freeman is a World Series hero and very, very good, I don't think the Red Sox are anywhere close to this. I'd be stunned.
Okay, so let's say I actually have no idea what kind of deal he would get. Are we talking like a long-term, like big money offer, or is this like going to be one of those where they give him like a ton of money for a short amount of time?
No,
I don't think he would take that, right?
He's 32, and he's going to get at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah
baseball deals, but 4 or 5 years for a ton of cash.
Yes.
And I just don't know if that's money well spent, John.
The Red Sox aren't going to spend big dollars for Freddie Freeman. They're not.
Who's the kid they got in the pipe who's, you know,
Tristan,
a couple years?
Tristan Casas is his name. He played for the U.S. Olympic baseball team. He did very well, actually.
You love him because he makes the wind. You like that, don't you? You like the boring contact, it's out, or strikeout kid. That's Casas, right?
Right? Dahlbeck, I think, is who you're talking about.
No, I know. Okay, Cautious is the kid, the big power hitter?
Yes, he is, but I don't know if he strikes out nearly as much as Dahlbeck does.
All right, I'll have to take a look.
I have to look, too. I don't know off the top of my head.
I thought he was a mighty wind.
That's definitely Dahlbeck.
I thought he was a kid that was an all or nothing. Feast or famine, baby.
Right.
But I'll take a look. Don't worry. I'm on Baseball Reference. Don't make me look twice.
Okay.
He had five plate appearances in the Gulf League. I'll let you know that.
Okay. Mike Reese, by the way, following up on Mack Wilson. Mack Wilson projects to be the off-the-line linebacker spot in the Patriots scheme. Alabama to Patriots pipeline has produced results there. They said Chase Winovich was more of an outside linebacker, defensive end. He was inactive for the playoff loss in Buffalo, an indication that his future in New England was shaky, or that it wasn't his fault that they lost. You could say that.
If Winovich had played, they would have lost by more.
Right, 429 at-bats, 118 strikeouts.
That's significant, but I've seen worse considering what Major League Baseball hitters are taught these days.
But my memory is not completely failing.
No, it's about 25% strikeout rate. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So, yes. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I know it's the way it is, but I don't like it. I don't have to like it. It's boring. It's boring. Make contact. You know, if they're shifting, hit against the shift. All right, so very good. We know that Chase Winovich now will not be appearing on the station anymore, which is fine with me because he never was on our show, even though I loved his hair and it came out of his helmet. Joe Murray says Mack Wilson is all speed.
Okay.
So he is very little downers in there, all speed. All right, so there you go. It's exciting stuff. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.